Welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast, a place for inspiration, insight, and information on holistic mental health. Join your host, Dr. Alice Lee, and discover critical information on safe, effective psychiatric medication withdrawal. Explore new ideas that enlighten and expand the mind with cutting-edge authors and experts, along with former patients as they share their miraculous healing journeys. It's time to build your well-being from the thought up. It's time for the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast. Here's your host, Dr. Alice Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast Empower Energy Healing Series. Today we're focusing on using EET to heal from emotionally immature parents. I'm your host, Dr. Alice Lee, the holistic psychiatrist practicing in Utah and New York. For those of you who are not familiar with EET, it's a new generation of powerful energy healing techniques that does not require tapping, like EFT. It uses words, ideas, intentions, and connection to an ideal source of energy that I call life energy to shift energy to a healthier state of being. As you do EET, it's natural to yawn or tear up. Let yourself do this to clear blockages. Of course, sometimes energy healing techniques result in increased levels of detoxification. The body's reaction to energy healing is sensed most powerfully for 3 days after the energy work to help you release the toxins that block your physical ability to follow through with your healing. Please drink more water, eat more cruciferous vegetables, and rest as needed. For those who are afraid of connecting to life energy, it's helpful to think of it as an unconditionally loving, infinitely wise, and powerful source of energy that powers our bodies and the universe perfectly and beautifully. It's important to let go of any negative judgment from the source of life energy and trust that life energy will help you in a kind, compassionate, and gentle manner. Life energy is not meant to represent a religious figure, nor does it operate through fear, guilt, or punishment. Today, our EET focuses on healing from childhood trauma. For those of you who have read the book Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents by Lindsay C. Gibson, you may be aware of the damage that can happen when self-absorbed or absent parents objectify a child and use them to serve their own unfulfilled needs. In one of my sessions with a patient, we dealt with just such parents and created a list of intentions to help the person heal from the consequences of being raised by emotionally immature parents. The core issues of emotionally immature parents are their self-centeredness and lack of empathy. Children growing up in these homes feel unseen and unloved. Many become highly accomplished because they feel that they need to be in order to earn love. And yet they feel empty inside, despite their outwardly successful careers. The following EET is to help these adults who want to reclaim their lives again. To review the overall structure of EET, you can find it on my website, holisticpsychiatrist.com. That's holisticpsychiatrist.com. Go to the information tab and the energy medicines techniques section. So let's begin. We're going to begin with energy breaths, and then we're going to go through the EET together. I'll just walk you through it. We're going to try to do this EET 3 times. It is a very long EET, but I think it's quite powerful and comprehensive. So I'll walk you through it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it at the end. All right, so let's go ahead and begin with energy breaths. Let's close our eyes and take some nice, deep, relaxed breaths. Visualizing light within you and all around you. If you have difficulty visualizing light, just think of your breath as bringing in beautiful, perfect life energy. As you breathe out, release any blockages to allowing that life energy to fill you. For those of you who can visualize light, just imagine your light getting stronger and brighter. within you and all around you. We're going to think of the slide as representing the idea of perfect life energy, and that it comes from a pure, perfect, and infinite source of life energy. We set intention to be one with this infinite source of life energy at all levels of being and through space and time. We set intention to be open and receptive to divine spiritual support and healing. We ask for that divine spiritual support and healing to help us maximize the benefits of our energy work. We set intention that life energy will deliver additional helpful, supportive, strengthening energy to us at all levels of being at optimal points in time, helping the healing to be more complete and long-lasting. All right, let's go over the EET together. I'll just walk you through it. I now choose to be one with life energy, as a wave is one with the ocean, or as a sunbeam is one with the sun, and be empowered to heal, clear, and release the belief that my parents can and will claim credit for my accomplishments, successes, and happiness. Heal, clear, and release the belief that one way to prevent my parents from owning my story and life is to undermine or hurt myself. To heal, clear, and release the belief that I am responsible for my parents' happiness and well-being and must sacrifice myself and my happiness for them. To heal, clear, and release my vulnerability to and being controlled by my parents' negative reactions, manipulations, or opinions of me. To heal, clear, and release the habit of making myself small, relinquishing activities and interests, and undermining my successes in order to protect my individuality from my parents' habit or desire to claim my achievements for themselves. Number 6, to reclaim, embrace, and own the full gamut of my social life, achievements, intelligence, interests, creativity, and talents. I completely and gratefully accept healing energy at all levels of being and through space and time from life energy to create and achieve this healing process. I embrace the positive shifts that occur as I heal my beliefs, emotions, fears, pain, habits, traumas, injuries, negative spiritual influences, and other blockages that prevent me from receiving all the energy and support I need to heal and empower my life at all levels of being, now and through space and time. All right, very good. Let's take a few breaths. Let's do the second round. I now choose to be one with life energy, as a wave is one with the ocean, or as a sunbeam is one with the sun, and be empowered to heal, clear, and release the belief that my parents can and will claim credit for my accomplishments, successes, and happiness. Heal, clear, and release the belief that one way to prevent my parents from owning my story and life is to undermine or hurt myself. Heal, clear, and release the belief that I am responsible for my parents' happiness and well-being and must sacrifice myself and my happiness for them. Heal, clear, and release my vulnerability to and being controlled by my parents' negative reactions, manipulations, or opinions of me. Heal, clear, and release the habit of making myself small, relinquishing activities and interests, and undermining my successes in order to protect my individuality from my parents' habit and desire to claim my achievements for themselves. Number 6, reclaim, embrace, and own the full gamut of my social life, achievements, intelligence, interests, creativity, and talents. I completely and gratefully accept healing energy at all levels of being in through space and time from life energy to create and achieve this healing process. I embrace the positive shifts that occur as I heal my beliefs, emotions, fears, pain, habits, traumas, injuries, negative spiritual influences, and other blockages that prevent me from receiving all the energy and support I need to heal and empower my life at all levels of being, now and through space and time. Take a couple of breaths. Third round. I now choose to be one with life energy as a wave is one with the ocean, or as a sunbeam is one with the sun, and be empowered to heal, clear, and release the belief that my parents can and will claim credit for my accomplishments, successes, and happiness. Heal, clear, and release the belief that one way to prevent my parents from owning my story in life is to undermine or hurt myself. To heal, clear, and release the belief that I am responsible for my parents' happiness and well-being, I must sacrifice myself and my happiness for them. Number 4. Heal, clear, and release my vulnerability to and being controlled by my parents' negative reactions, manipulations, or opinions of me. To heal, clear, and release the habit of making myself small, relinquishing activities and interests, and undermining my successes in order to protect my individuality from my parents' habit of claiming my achievements for themselves. And to reclaim, embrace, and own the full gamut of my social life, achievements, intelligence, interests, creativity, and talents. I completely and gratefully accept healing energy at all levels of being and through space and time from life energy to create and achieve this healing process. I embrace the positive shifts that occur as I heal my beliefs, emotions, fears, habits, pain, traumas, injuries, negative spiritual influences, and other blockages that prevent me from receiving all the energy and support I need to heal and empower my life at all levels of being now and through space and time. We're going to focus on gratitude and receptivity for the additional life energy that is being provided to us through space and time, healing us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and socially through our intentions and connection to life energy. So let's focus on that gratitude and receptivity. Very good. I hope that this was helpful and that you've actually yawned during the technique, yawned and teared up during the technique. That would be a sign that it's been helpful in releasing some blockages. Have a good week, and I hope to create more of these EDT statements and supportive intentions for you so that you can continue to find greater happiness in your life. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The content provided by this podcast is for informational purposes only and has not been approved by the US FDA. This podcast is not intended to provide personal medical advice, which should be obtained from a medical professional.